He is the host of Babbittville, an inductee into both the USA Triathlon Hall of Fame and the Ironman Hall of Fame, and the co-founder of the Challenged Athletes Foundation. It's time for another edition of Talk Story with Bob Babbitt.
The promise. While he was in high school, Dustin Brady raced both mountain and road bikes. In 1996, he won the California Junior State Championship in the trails and his division at the Redlands Road Race. After a number of challenging training days, he could just tell that his body wasn't right. It's not good when you get back from a ride and can't remember the last 10 miles, he admits. It's just not safe. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and would need to monitor his blood sugar for the rest of his life. His racing career now on the back burner, Brady headed off to college at Cal State Fullerton in Southern California and started working for Shimano. That's when he met Michelle Weiser, the woman who would become his fiancée. 2 years into the relationship, Michelle was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. The cancer then metastasized into her lungs and it became stage 4, the worst possible scenario. We tried to make the best of things, Brady says. Michelle was all about living life to the fullest. She always said if there was something you want to do, do it before it's too late. When Brady went to Kona to support Shimano's Ironman athletes in 2008 and 2009, Michelle came along. The two of them love watching the last athletes finishing between 11 p.m. and midnight. Michelle turned to me and goes, "You should do this someday," he says. I'm like, "Yeah, it's on my bucket list." Brady found out before Michelle that she didn't have much time left. She was having complications, he says. We went to the hospital, but Michelle wasn't asking the tough questions. I asked the doctor what was going on, and he told me that she only had weeks or months to live. He told me not to tell her, that I had to let Michelle ask the tough questions at her own pace. When Michelle asked the tough questions and got the tough answers, her thoughts turned to everyone else. How is her mom going to handle Michelle's death? How about Dustin? I had gained weight and was pretty unhealthy, Brady says. Michelle, in her typical sassy way, asked me what I was going to do when she was gone, that I didn't have the life skills to handle things. I blurted out, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do an Ironman for you and for me." She started to tear up. I moved in to hug her, and she put her hand up to stop me. Then she put her hand out and goes, "Do you promise?" I shook her hand and told her it was a promise. Michelle passed away on July 5th, 2010. Brady's dad made an urn for Michelle's ashes, and Brady had her with him throughout his Kona Iron Day on October 8, 2011. He took the urn out as he crested Palani, and Michelle's remains were in Brady's right hand for the last 1.2 miles. It was overwhelming with all these people yelling, he says, laughing. I was like, "How do they know my name? Oh, yeah, it's right there on my bib." He crossed the line in 1640-01. All he remembers is Mike Riley telling him that he was an Ironman and almost tripping. Two women were in charge of guiding finishers to the post-race area, but Brady broke away from them, took a detour, and headed to the beach where his race had begun nearly 17 hours earlier. He then waded into Kailua Bay, opened the urn, and scattered Michelle's ashes into the surf. "We spent the entire day together, and I fulfilled my promise," he says. "Then it was time to say goodbye."